This is program number LW2226. Well, the doctor was having unusual difficulty in getting people to pay him what they owed him. Hi, this is Larry West. He decided to post a sign in the waiting room to show what he charged. The sign read, $40 for first visit, $35 for second visit, $25 for all further visits. Well, a total stranger walked into his office one afternoon and saw the sign. Obviously trying to save some money, he walked up to the doctor and said, "Well, doctor, here I am again for the third visit." "Glad to see you again," the doctor retorted. "You're looking just fine. Continue the same treatment," the doctor said. Then he said, "That'll be $25. Well, you know, there are some shortcuts that just won't get you ahead. A little boy walked into an old country store one day and saw some gum. The sign said, 6 pieces, 25 cents. So he reasoned, 5 pieces must be 20 cents. 4 pieces must be 15 cents. 3 pieces are a dime. 2 pieces a nickel. 1 piece must be free. So he walked up to the clerk and said, "I'll take my free piece of gum, please." There are some shortcuts that just won't get you ahead. You know, ours is the day of processed food, instant mashed potatoes, whipped oleo. We're the ones who find beauty in artificial flowers, waxed fruit. We're the society that lives life in the fast lane. You know, we live on fast foods, fast music, hasty family relationships. Our literature, our music, the art of our century is almost totally void of masterpieces. Gold gives the death blow to culture, and everything today is made to sell. We've made popularity the measure of success. And whatever the success is, we want it now. We want to take the shortcut and get it immediately. We want the bright lights and the celebration and the pleasure of having really made it. And we want it now. The road to success is likely to be a long, long, hard one, my boy, said a father to his son. Are there no shortcuts, father? The boy asked. Yes, my son, said Dad. Our penitentiaries are full of men who took the shortcuts. You know, we fill our lives with cheap tricks and shortcuts, thinking they will get us ahead. And when we get over to the other side, we find that the one cheated the most is no one else but self. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "The years teach much, which the days never know." It's an old adage, the best things in life come slowly. Think about this. It really should come as no great shock that our generation, a generation that savors processed foods and processed culture, should also savor processed religion. It should come as no great shock that a generation like ours that has been raised on instant hamburgers and whipped margarine, a generation that finds beauty in those artificial flowers and waxed fruit, should also relish cheap religion. You know, one that causes us no serious reflection, one that makes no serious demands on us. A society that exists in that fast lane, that lives on fast foods, fast music, and hasty relationships, is also a society that looks for a quickie religion. We have made popularity the measure of success. And the same is true in the realm of religion. But what else is to be expected from a society that covers over evidence with prejudice and that pays $6.95 for a 10-cent novel? Instead of crying out to God until he sends revival to our land, it's much easier for us in our plastic generation to manufacture our own with our glass cathedrals. Instead of looking for God's power in our lives, in our nation, instead of turning to the Bible and looking for pure instruction, most people prefer to be entertained, in church or out, by the Rhinestone Cowboy. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. There's just no cheap trick, no inconspicuous shortcut at getting to know God. It takes a fellow willing to sit and read, think about, and meditate on the Bible. One fellow wrote these words in that book of books, speaking to God. He said, "I have laid up thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." I have a Bible study course I hope you'll want to get. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.